League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Today, Team USA will start day 15 of the Rio Olympics up big in the overall medal count with 105, including 38 gold. The American women's basketball team goes for its sixth Olympic title in a row today, taking on Spain. Men's side beat Spain Friday in the semifinals, 82-76. Red, white, and blue will get Serbia for the gold medal tomorrow. Usain Bolt last night completed his third straight triple as Jamaica took the 4x100-meter relay. The U.S. had the bronze medal, but was disqualified for a baton infraction, which is being appealed. Friday baseball saw the A's Kendall Graveman make like Greg Maddux.
Here's the pitch, and swung on, tap back at first. Spirit Alonso has it, flipping Graveman, covering in time for the out. The ball game is over, and Kendall Graveman has pitched the game of his life tonight in Chicago. A two-hit shutout as the A's have blanked the White Sox, and the final score on this Friday night is the A's 9 and the White Sox nothing.
Ken Korak on A's Radio. Graveman needed only 98 pitches. Meantime, No Cal's other 9 also wound up having an easy time of it.
Third ball is hit deep to right field. Way back there. Still going. Adios! A two-run homer for Connor Gillespie. And that makes it a very big inning. 5 runs in the inning. It is 8-1 Giants.
That will be the final. John Miller called it bottom of the eighth on Giants Radio. Three other West Coast affairs. The Padres walked off on the Diamondbacks 7-4-10. Yankees shut out the Angels 7-0. Mariners beat the Brewers 7-6. Elsewhere, the Royals at 11 got by the Twins 5-4. Indians edged the Blue Jays 3-2. Cleveland 2 runs, bottom of the ninth, including an inside-the-park solo homer to win it by Tyler Naquin. Was the Rangers over the Rays 6-2. Red Sox 10. The Tigers 2, win number 17. For Boston's Rick Porcello, Astros rocketed past the Orioles 15-8. Baltimore, a modern record, 4 home runs in the first inning before anyone was out. Back in the National League, Cardinals edged the Phillies 4-3-11. The Marlins keeping pace with St. Louis in the wild card race.
Here's a line drive off the bat of Andino. Right field, base hit, being waved to third. Real Muto, he will score ahead of the throw. Down to second on the throw, Robert Andino. And Andino knocks in the go-ahead run. It's 6-5 Marlins.
Dave Van Horn, top of the ninth on Marlins Radio, and 6-5 the final over the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Nationals beat the Braves 7-6. It was the Reds over the Dodgers 9-2. Rockies walked off on the Cubs 7-6 in 11. From the NFL, Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell has had his 4-game suspension reduced to 3 on appeal. He had missed several drug tests. I'm Mark Renee.
We're talking football, lots of it. Expected here, CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
It's time for Montgomery's newest hunting and fishing show, Cast and Blast.
Got one.
Cast and Blast with longtime hunting guide Steve Long and co-host Rob Newman will tell you where to find the big game and what are the best and newest hunting and fishing techniques and the latest equipment to help you bring home your trophy. Cast and Blast every Saturday morning 7 to 9 and replayed every Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. Cast and Blast brought to you by Bama Budweiser, Alpha Insurance, and the Alabama Poultry and Egg Association. Now, Steve Long and Rob Newman bring you Cast and Blast on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
If I can make a living from walking in the woods, you can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I'd be wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day, that's the prayer that a country boy prays.
day, early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and flitter river paid, hunting, fishing, loving every day. I'd get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on a 9.9 two-stroke Murphy. I love it when my baby wants to roll with me, throws her boots on, climbs in a tree, tucking her hair in my hat, and she's ready to go. And we get to hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Yeah.
Good morning, Montgomery in Central Alabama. Everybody down there in South Alabama listening to the Power Pig. Cast and Blast Outdoors right here on Sports Radio 740 and the Power Pig 101.1 in South Alabama. It's 75 degrees outside. Beautiful morning. Hey, typical summer weather in Alabama. We could have a storm blow up today. Buckmasters. Full-blown Buckmasters right here in downtown Montgomery. I went to it last night. Rob was running around in the woods. But good morning, Rob Newman.
Good morning, everybody.
Rob,
good morning.
Your tank looks low, brother.
Glad to be here.
Your tank looks low this morning.
It's low. I need a little diesel in the
tank.
You
need some diesel? Lang, 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 lang.
And I ain't talking about off-road.
Man, I need some gas, too, brother. I got this coffee over here from United Food and Fuel.
Uh-huh.
Don't get it near you. Your griff or grizzly.
Hey, that's a
there.
Good idea. I do
no,
need
sir.
Another extra spittoon.
No, but I tell you what, Rob, last night I went to Buckmasters, tons of folks.
Uh-huh.
Hey, a can of food.
That's it.
Can of food, walk on in. What an extravaganza, unbelievable. A lot of folks down there, Rob. A lot of people you and I know, people in the industry. But it was packed out.
You know, Steve, this is the 23rd annual Buckmasters Extravaganza Expo. Does it look like it? I mean, you said there were a bunch of people there last
night.
Yeah,
it's loaded. I mean, the one thing I don't like are the streets are blocked off, so the traffic was unbelievable coming in yesterday. But plenty of parking. You can park over at the embassy deck. That's where I parked. A lot of activities. You know, Sasquatch is there.
Yes, sir.
Giving away Jack Link samples.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, I went through like three or four times, Rob.
Steve, don't be – you shouldn't have told me that this morning.
That may don't not y'all do that. That's
that
wrong.
Coffee. That made us make coffee this morning.
About 8 o'clock. But a lot of folks, you know, we got Hunter Safety System calling in this morning. We got Brad with the Mineral Miser coming in at 8 o'clock. Chad Basinger from up north, the Alabama World Bow Champions coming by.
Got a
so
huge
a lot
morning.
Of folks. Rob, I just want to go down a list of our friends. We have the Wildlife Group there, Alan Dees, Wildlife Trends, Andy Whitaker. Alabama Black Belt Adventures, Pam Swanner, AWF. I got to talk to Tim last night. Great Southerns there, Steve Long. What a guy he is. Great Day Outdoors, Alan White. They were there, National Land Realty. Who is that, Rob?
That's Jerry Joe.
Jerry
Ingram,
Joe.
Mr.
They
Jerry.
Don't even use his last name. Everybody just knows him as Jerry Joe.
Jerry Joe. We've made him famous.
We have. Do we get
so.
Paid for that?
No.
Jerry Joe, come off that hip pocket. We need some help. I got to pay my baby's mamas. Mossy Oak Properties was there. That's right. I saw those guys. Mineral Miser, Hunter Safety Systems. It's loaded.
No doubt.
It's loaded. If it's got something to do with hunting.
Yep, got to be there. I wasn't able to make it last night, Steve. I was on a little excursion walking through the briar thicket, no doubt, and looking for a water leak in the woods, briars 10 feet high. But luckily I started where I started, because if I'd have started on the other end, I'd have been a whip, you know what. But I walked about 150 yards through the briar thicket, water coming up out of the ground like it was oil, and I found my leak.
Thank God.
But the key to it, Steve, is when you got a leak like that, you got to try to be smart.
How'd you do it?
I turned the meter on full speed ahead.
Oh, there you go.
So I'd hear it bubbling.
It was pumping water.
I could hear
here.
It. I could see it. Found it. Boom.
There you go.
Good day.
Well, Rob, I tell you what, we're getting closer and closer to hunting season. I've been following a little bit about the alligator hunting. Those guys, they're back at it this weekend, but there were some nice gators killed last weekend.
Wow.
Nice gators out of the southwest zone.
I do have a question on the gator hunting. I haven't been keeping up with it like you do. Is it weekend only?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I believe you can go to Lake Eufaula, and their season runs a little bit different. Their season in Lake Eufaula, but it was only 20 tags. And I believe those guys can go to September 5th. Not positive on that. And, Rob, I didn't bring my book.
Dead gum. I know. Write him up, killer.
Somebody gets here early, and the other two stragglers come in.
It's hard to find a good doorman these days.
Hey, if y'all want to call us, you can. I forgot to mention that, Rob, because, I don't have my book, and I go by the book. You can call us at 240-9230 outside the Montgomery area, 1-800-239-9544. Walking around Buckmasters last night, met a gentleman that listens to the show, Rob. He works over there at Capital City Body Works. But I'm sorry I can't remember the name. I should have wrote it down, but him and I were talking. And he said, man, I listen to y'all's show. I love the show. He said, the only problem is when I got something on my mind, I want to call y'all. Y'all mention the number, but I can't write it down. I can't remember it. So,
240-9230.
Well, you and I book do it. That in our sleep. What's the 1-800 number?
I couldn't tell you.
That's right.
But, hey, Steve, let's just go ahead and give props to our main man that called us from driving the John Deere with a cab with air conditioner
down
last
in South
weekend.
Alabama.
Bush Hog in his fields calling us from Evergreen down South Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Hope he had good luck and didn't tear anything up.
Boy, have we had the rain in the afternoon or what? I guess it's hit and miss, isn't it?
It's hitting and missing, but I think we got 40 today, 50% chance tomorrow, and then it kind of tings down, but we got a little front coming in, so it's going to be kind of nice next week, early part of the week.
That'll be great. Rob, we're getting closer. 14 days till football season. We've got early goose season September 1st, so what is that, 11 days away? We've got dove season September 10th, 21 days away. And I'm going to tell you something, Rob, the granddaddy of them all, deer season, 42 days.
No kidding.
So you know what? The excitement's here. We're pumped. Yeah, we're a hunting and fishing show. We promote fishing, but we really love hunting.
We really love hunting. So, and, you know, our season starts, you know, basically, you know, I'm not much on the early goose hunting, but when dove season comes in on September the 10th, we'll basically be hunting till February. Till February 10th, and then turkey's still into April.
Then the granddaddy of them all.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, life is good. We got a great, 7 or 8 months to look forward to.
You know what? It's good to live in Alabama. It's good to live in the Southeast. By God. We got these liberal seasons. Thank you, Conservation Department.
Got the best-looking women.
And Rob, I was thinking about that the other day.
Tell it like it is,
Steve. I'm
going to
tell you what. Hunting, fishing, football, and good-looking women.
Southern belles.
You better believe it.
I mean, why would you want to live up north?
I love going to South Dakota for about 5 days and turkey hunt, but by God, I can tell when I'm back in the South.
You ready to get off that reservation?
I know, something worth looking at.
Oh, man.
And you know, they don't even eat grits up there, Rob.
Mm-mm.
We love y'all up there. We appreciate y'all's help.
Y'all got good hunting. We love y'all for that.
Appreciate y'all's help.
Yeah. But come to Alabama, buy an out-of-state hunting license. Yeah. Come see us.
That's something we got to fix, too, Rob. We got to fix that, man. Something's not right with our hunting license.
Too cheap.
Well, I don't think it's too cheap, Rob, but I don't think everybody's buying them when they come.
Oh, yeah. You're
folks,
dead on.
Y'all don't understand the importance. We're the ones that own it. We're the ones that have it, the people of Alabama. So we need to make sure if your buddy comes over to hunt one day, he needs to buy a license.
Absolutely.
Don't let him off. Yeah. Don't let him off. I mean, you're not talking a lot of money.
What
and
is
our
it? 20,
game,
how much
our
is
fishing
it?
Game, man, they don't get money out of the general budget.
Mm-mm.
They're self-sufficient.
Yeah, because you know you're dead right, Steve. There are some people out there, and I've run across them, you know, over the past couple of years. They don't buy a hunting license. Don't feel like they need one. Don't think they hunt enough to go buy a hunting license.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I mean,
that is
really?
Crazy. That is crazy.
I mean, you know, you're not going to get...
If you go one day, buy a license. Don't steal from us.
I
mean, hey, we'll
like
come down here and let you look at our ladies, go hunt our animals, eat our food, buy a license.
I mean, you're not going to get in your truck and run to the Zippy Mart to get a loaf of bread without a driver's license, are you?
Well, okay.
I mean, are you going to not have insurance on your car, are you? I mean, these are certain things in life you've got to take care of.
That's right.
Buy a fishing license, buy a hunting license.
Do it.
Pay your taxes.
Do it.
That's it. Life is easy.
Hey, you been watching the Olympics?
Yes. Do you know who the fastest?
We are the greatest country in the world.
Who's the fastest man in the world?
Usain?
No, Bolt.
Okay.
Bolt. The guy, guess where he's from?
Where's he from, Rob?
Jamaica.
No, you're kidding.
Did you know that Jamaica, they are his Historically, they have more championship runners coming out of the country of Jamaica. Steve, it's no bigger than the state of Connecticut, and it has no more people than the state of Kansas.
Must not have deer and turkey to hunt.
No. They may have those ghouls running around down there.
I bet you they don't. They probably got some exotic chickens or something like that.
But that's the guy. That's the guy to beat, Steve, and he kind of looks like some of your peeps.
Yeah. He's a muscular dude, huh?
He's fast.
Is he fast?
Oh, man. That guy can smoke it.
You know, that's sort of like NASCAR.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.